Hello, I'm here at the Edinburgh Fringe with Stuart Francis, famous for one-liners. If you haven't heard or seen your show, how would you explain your comedy?
Hello, Audio Boom. I would describe it as awesome. I answer all of the world's problems all in an hour, and a couple of poo puns to throw in for good measure.
Poo puns?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you able to give me one of those now?
No, if I started, I wouldn't be able to stop. Yeah, that kind of thing.
And are you able to give me a pun from your show now?
Poo puns. We'll get back to poo puns. Poo puns. I do them. There you go.
Nice. Book. Thanks.
I'm known for my clever writing.
I like it. With your comedy, you don't tend to sort of give much away about yourself. Is it important to keep your privacy and kind of only go with the, obviously it's one-liners, but not give too much away about yourself?
Absolutely. I'm just there to entertain. That's the contract that I have with the audience. So just be as funny as I can. I don't want to pontificate. I don't want to share my views on different things with you. It's not what I'm there for, as I understand it. Just to make you laugh. And hopefully I'll succeed.
That's the aim of comedy at the end of the day.
I think I can tell my wife all I think about the world and how it's right or wrong. But for the audience, no, I'm just there to make them put a smile on their face.
That's good. And you've mentioned a couple of things that you wanted to do. You wanted to do some acting. You wanted to be a cartoonist. Are these still things that you're pursuing?
I've done both. I just want to do more of that to spread my proverbial wings as it were, and I've got a sitcom that's currently being shopped around. It's been optioned by NBC Universal, so come on, NBC Universal, get on it. And hopefully that will be, hopefully we'll get a pilot out of that. So if you're a fan of my stand-up, I think you'll be a fan of my sitcom, because it's the best work I've ever done.
Wow, that sounds great. Is there a working title for it?
It's called the Stuart Francis Hour. It's a half-hour sitcom, so right away you know it's surreal, so you enter into my world, and it's I think it's great. Everybody that's read it thinks it's great, so it's just a matter of getting a pilot done and see where it goes from there.
That sounds great. And how many times have you been here? Is this a regular thing every year for you now?
Professionally, I've been coming here 20 years. Fringe-wise, this is my third. I've done it twice before with two other Canadians, Craig Campbell and Glenn Wool. This is my first solo show, so that's very exciting. So I'm eligible for Best Newcomer, which would be wonderful if I won it.
Well, that's great. I hope you do. And you won Best Joke of the Fringe at 2012. What was the joke for that?
You know who really gives kids a bad name? Posh and Becks. Boom!
Audio boom.
And the audio boom. And I won it that year. And that was great. It came out of nowhere. And I loved it. And I loved all the acclaim that I got, even back in Canada, which was pretty sweet.
That's great. And I read, I think it was on your press release, so I've been doing my research.
Nice.
You're climbing Everest. Is this right? Tell me about that.
It's for in aid of Save the Children. It's going to be the first, it's going to be televised. It's going to be a stand-up show with me and five other comedians, 50 people that come along with us. And it's it keeps getting pushed back because of the horrible events that have happened there last year. So I think it might be the spring of 2016. So it should be amazing. So it's going to be a stand-up show at Base Camp Everest. So it'll be a wonderful experience.
So that's quite a first. That's
quite
exciting.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it is. Looking
cool.
Forward to it.
And where can people find you at the Fringe if they want to come and see? What time are you on every day?
Assembly Rooms, Ballroom. I love saying that word. At 8:10.
In the evening.
In the evening. Oh, yeah.
No, comedians don't get about it.
No.
Okay, great. Well, everyone go and see Stuart Francis. Thanks for talking to me today.
Thank you, Audio Boom.